Dear Rudy, I'm dragging my 5-year-old, who can dig his heels in deeper than Kenneth Starr, down a jungle path in northern Thailand, rushing to keep pace with the rest of our tour group. Jonas does not want to go elephant riding. He wants to stay in the air-conditioned van and play his brother's Game Boy. To express his disapproval with our itinerary, Jonas is in full tantrum, screaming with such volume and intensity that even the elephants seem impressed. It is this child that I'm forcing up the 8-foot platform where Mr. Pooh, our guide from Panda Tours, is perched, flapping his arms and encouraging my wife to make the traverse to the back of the last elephant. "Hurry up, Daddy. Everyone's waiting for you," my 9-year-old hisses from the back of his elephant. Up until now, Noah has managed to avoid any association with his family by taking up with a party of Canadians he chatted up in the van. It surprises me that he has broken cover, but clearly he thinks we need to be getting underway, as do the rest of the tourists who have been milling around the clearing on their elephants, listening to Jonas's bellowing. By now, Jonas realizes that he's not going to play the Game Boy in the van, and is continuing his tantrum anyway. It's not about getting his own way anymore. It's about revenge. He's going to make us pay for this. If our elephant had been a normal, well-behaved animal, content to follow the established path, I think Jonas would have made us pay all the way to the Hill Tribe village, where we were to dismount. But he cheered up immediately when our elephant sprinted into the jungle, making his own trail by knocking over small trees. The more our elephant crashed about, trampling the understory, the happier Jonas became. During one long uphill charge, as my wife hollered hysterically for the guides, Jonas leaned back, giggling uncontrollably. "It's funny, Daddy," he sputtered. "It's so funny." "It is not funny," my wife said. "Who knows when this elephant will stop running? We could end up in Burma and be shot by terrorists." By this time, I'd concluded that the straps that held our seat to the elephant were unlikely to break. All we had to do was hold on and look out for low branches. Jonas was right, I decided. It was funny. And for the first time, I began to enjoy our elephant tour. I leaned back with my son, and the two of us laughed until the tears rolled down our faces. When we reached the Hill Tribe village, there was just enough time for a quick lunch by the river before we went rafting. Mr. Pooh was waiting at the platform to help us dismount, but Jonas was reluctant to leave his elephant. The two of them had developed quite a rapport. "I don't want to get off," he said. But Mr. Pooh, who by now regarded Jonas with a wary respect, was a wise man. "Crocodiles," he whispered to Jonas. "The river is full of crocodiles. Sometimes they chase the rafts." Jonas scrambled down immediately and trotted off behind Mr. Pooh. "That Mr. Pooh," I said, helping my wife dismount. "He'd make a good elephant trainer."
That postcard was sent by Fritz Burke. When they're not traveling, Fritz and Jonas and the rest of the family live in Appleton, Maine.